Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern and Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone are in Honduras this morning. They're traveling with immigrant advocates on what's called a fact-finding mission to Honduras and El Salvador. Around 7,000 people from both countries are living in Massachusetts under what's known as TPS, Temporary Protected Status, a legal designation that this year President Trump said will end. Traveling with the delegation is WBUR's Shannon Dooling, who joins us now. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Bob.
So I understand the delegation got in late last night. Tell us where you are now, Shannon.
After many hours in the Miami airport, we arrived in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, late last night. McGovern and the main delegation is actually staying in Progreso today. That's about 20 minutes outside of San Pedro Sula. And so actually, Bob, as soon as we're done talking, I'm heading to La Ceiba, which is right on the northern coast of Honduras. It's about a three-hour drive. And I'm going there to meet a family that has been caught up in the Trump administration's border separation policy that you'll remember really, you know, shocked everyone a couple months ago. The father in this family, his name is Jose Hector Galvez, and he was apprehended at the border this summer. He was separated from his 16-year-old daughter, Kenya Galvez. They traveled there together. Now, the father was deported back to Honduras within 2 weeks of being apprehended at the border. But his daughter remains in detention in San Benito, Texas. So their family has been working with an immigration advocate based in Boston. Remember, a judge has ordered the Trump administration to reunite children with their families. Last week, the Trump administration said about 500 children between the ages of 5 and 17 haven't been reunited yet. And more than 300 of those parents, like Galvez, like the family we're about to meet today, have already been deported. So we're heading to La Ceiba to learn more about Galvez's case and how the federal government's reunification plan is working, but obviously not working in every case as well. And then later today, I'll rejoin the delegation.
All right. Well, tell us about the delegation. What's the purpose of Congressman McGovern and Mayor Joe Curtatone in terms of taking this trip?
Right. Well, they're describing this as a fact-finding mission. And last night, we gathered for a late dinner with several of the Honduran organizers who are kind of spearheading the tour here on the ground. And both McGovern and Curtatone said to the group, listen, being here is allowing us to better understand what people are experiencing on the ground here and the choices that they're forced to make and, you know, how it is that people end up heading for cities like Somerville, you know, in Mayor Joe Curtatone's case. And they want to see all of this firsthand. And they say that that's going to help them make a more educated policy. I actually spoke a little more in depth with Congressman McGovern about this in the airport from Boston to Honduras. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say.
We're inundated with facts and figures and statistics all the time. Sometimes I think we have lost our human ability to feel them. I mean, listening to real people tell stories gives me ammunition to go back to Washington, go back to Massachusetts, you know, and make the case why this is an urgent matter.
I mean, look, McGovern has made no secret, you know, of his opposition to Trump's decision to end temporary protected status for El Salvador and Honduras and many other countries at this point. The Boston-based immigration groups that we're traveling with, Centro Presente and Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice, they have joined forces to file a lawsuit against the Trump administration, saying that the decision to end TPS was actually based on racism and not on policy requirements. A federal judge in Boston is allowing that suit to go forward, and so lawyers are due back in court in Boston next month. So part of this trip is to sort of build a legal and legislative defense for TPS holders.
A trip to El Salvador and Honduras. Talk about the president's decision for ending TPS for those two countries.
Right. So let's give a little bit of background here. El Salvador became eligible for this temporary humanitarian status back in 2001 after a series of really devastating earthquakes. Honduras received TPS designation after being hit by a massive hurricane in 1998. And those temporary statuses for each of the countries, they've been routinely renewed under previous administrations until this year, when the Trump administration announced the program for both nations will be terminated. For El Salvador, that status expires in September of 2019, and Honduras loses TPS designation in January of 2020. So the Trump administration claims that, you know, conditions in these countries that are related to those original natural disasters have improved since the designation was established. But McGovern points to the high rates of gang violence and violence against women as reasons that TPS holders in these two countries, in El Salvador and in Honduras, you know, should maintain, and that people shouldn't be forced to return just because, you know, the country may have recovered from these earthquakes or these hurricanes that precipitated the status in the first place.
So for Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone and Congressman McGovern and the rest of the delegation with you there in Central America, what else is on the agenda?
Tomorrow, the delegation flies to the capital city of Honduras, Tegucigalpa, where we are scheduled to meet with a number of Honduran government officials to hear about, you know, exactly what the end of TPS will mean for this country, but also to discuss the role that allegations of government corruption here may play in, you know, the overall stability of the country. And later this week, the delegation heads to El Salvador, where we will join them. There, we're going to meet with UN refugee and human rights workers. We'll visit a center in San Salvador, El Salvador, that provides services to migrants who have been turned away at the U.S.-Mexico border. So people who are, you know, coming back to El Salvador after unsuccessfully trying to get to the U.S. And really, we're looking to speak to as many individuals and families as we can while we're down here. The people who are actually caught up in this political moment as the U.S. attempts really to rewrite immigration policy.
WBUR Shannon Dooling reporting for us this morning from Progreso, Honduras. Thanks a lot, and we'll be hearing from you from Central America all week long.
Thank you, Bob.